worth to someone. And in this case, we are talking about God. So when we talk about worship, we are talking about lifting up or talking about the worth or the worthiness of God and who He is. Amen. And so continuing from last week, we realized that if you do not know who this God is, how you would not know His worth to even worship Him. So we are encouraged to read the Word of God, the living the Bible, which has all the revelations of God, and in prayer, so that the revelation of who God is day in and day out will be revealed unto us. Amen. Because you realize that though the Bible has all the revelations of God, does not have all the revelations of God. So apart from the Bible and apart from your prayer, you have to fellowship with God personally in your closet to get to know personal things about God, personal things that you can relate to and how He wants to relate to you. Amen. So we'll go straight ahead to talk about the purposes of worship. Let's go to Psalm 18. Psalm 18. Do I have the HCSB version? I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, and my deliverer, my God, my mountain where I seek refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. This is David writing about his worship to God. And when you look at the personalization of it, you realize that David is not talking about something he has heard or knows. He's talking about an experience he has had, an encounter, one-on-one personal encounter he has had with God. So you realize he personalized it. He said, I love you, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my mountain where I seek refuge, my shield, my horn of salvation, my stronghold. Who is God to you this morning? When you come before the presence of God to worship Him and we are singing songs, what can you sing about? Because David said, I will sing a new song unto the Lord. So it means that day in and day out, there has to be a personal revelation of who God is to you. So out of Psalm 18, I put together this point. Hallelujah, that we are going to share as the purpose of our worship. So we worship God because He is our stability. We worship God because He is our stability. You remember the other time I told you that when we talk about worship, we are talking about the holiness of God. And the holiness of God contains His personality and who He is. And as part of that holiness, this is what David was talking about in Psalm 18. So the first point is, God is our stability. So David describes God as a rock when you read Psalm 18. He describes God as a rock. It means that God is his stability. Or as Christians, God is our stability. So if He's our stability, it means that nothing can waver us and nothing can move us. So when we come into the presence of God, we sing about His holiness, and in His holiness, we sing about the fact that He's our rock and He gives us stability. So God, with God, nothing can move you. And that is why when we come to God with our problems and everything that we go through, we come to Him knowing that He is our rock. So we don't look at our problems. We don't look at what we are going through. We are looking at His holiness. And His holiness is that He is our rock and He's our stability. Amen. And then He said, God, the next point is we worship God because He is our safety. God is our safety. So when you read the Psalm 18 again, He said that God is like a fortress. So we worship God because he's our safety. This is our safe place. Whoever is saying that the church is spreading corona, they don't know who God is. We cure the world. We have the cure to the world. So God is our safety. When the world is going haywire and things are good, this is our safe place. So we come singing songs about his, about our safety in him. The next point is we worship God because he's a savior. So because David said that God is my deliverer. So we worship God because he's our savior. He's the only one that delivers us. When you listen to prophetess, she said they almost gave her a wrong medication. And if she had taken it, something may have happened to her. So God spoke to her and delivered her from that. So this shows that God is what? Our deliverer. There are so many things that goes on around us that we do not see. We can't see with our eyes. The other day, I was taking someone to the junction, and right at the crossroad here, we saw a pot. We were standing there chatting for a long time. We didn't even notice that there was a pot for an idol there in the open. Obi abeja ediane ama nebusu. Ewo ya sorin tenia. So God delivers us from all forms of things. So he does not deliver you because you prayed. He does not deliver you because you are doing something special. He delivers you because he's a deliverer. God is good. Yeah, you can put your hands together for him. Yeah. We can say that, someone said that, oh, God is good because I got a job. God is good because when I was sick, he healed me. God is not good because of that. God is good because he is good. He can't do anything apart from good. That is who he is. And so when we come into his presence with such mind, we know that he's good. Then we write a song. If we say, oh yeah, whether you are going through something or not, let's say, na na do, yeah, oh. That's why the songwriter said, If we say, oh yeah. Now, everlasting to everlasting. It has no end. It has no end. So if you understand what we are saying, let's sing together. If we say, oh yeah, oh yeah. Sometimes around us. So we worship God because he's good. We worship God because He is sovereign. We worship Him because He is sovereign. So that you see that they say El Shaddai, Elohim, the word El means Almighty. Almighty. It means all those who think they are mighty, all those who think they are strong, all those who think they have. And I don't know how many of you saw this video on Facebook. This lady called Agada. She's a priestess, but come, and she was talking about God. And she said she knows that too many na sheradi. This is what Agada said. I say, Nikki, say to me, Pian saying Yami to me. But me here we again. I was shocked. I said, you said to me in answer, to me, be anywhere seeing me to me. That's when me here. So she says that the reason why she charges people 5,000 and above is because when we come to church, we find it difficult to give God 5,000. But we are able to give God, to give their idols 5,000 and 10. It was simple charging power because we are willing to give. I say, we are free offering, we are sorry, and now project. So she said she knows. Apparently her husband is a pastor. I don't know what they are doing this. God is sovereign. Even the devil knows that God is mighty. Even the devil knows that God is mighty from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. Like Mama Rosan, He is God all by Himself. Hallelujah. So we worship God because He is our strength. So when you read the Psalm 18 again, it's that God is my rock. Is that Rebecca? Rebecca, is that you? Wow, welcome to church. Amen. We say that God is our rock. God is unmovable rock. The other one, he said, God is our shield. Like I said, God shields us from things unseen. Sometimes we are complaining that you don't have this, you don't have that. But because God is a shield, what do you know? He's protecting you from certain things. I have come to understand that there are some unanswered prayers that if God has answered me earlier, the way I was crying and beating God about it, if He had answered me earlier, I would have been in trouble. So sometimes God, His timing is for our good. How many of you can testify to that? So we worship Him because He's our shield. He shields us from certain things that we cannot see. He's like a big shield. What's that? Omo Ko War. Those who watch action film. That big shield that's there. They used to protect themselves against arrows. He is that shield. So sometimes you are standing there like this in front of your enemy and you don't know. You are just standing there and any arrow can go through you and finish you. But God becomes a shield. He stands in front of you and He blocks arrows. But you don't know. You are just brushing your teeth, sitting in your car, cooking your food. But God has surrounded you. Someone say, God has surrounded me. Say that God is the hedge of fire around me. And God is my shield. So Psalm 18 talks about all this as why we should worship God. So I encourage us that it's very important. I said, our worship is based on the knowledge of who God is. So that we can offer Him the fruit of our lips. I'll say it again. Worship is based on our knowledge of who God is. So that we can offer Him the fruit of our lips. The fruit of our lips is in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. When you read Mark chapter 7, verse 6. God spoke about this same lip. This same lip that we are supposed to offer as a fruit. This same lip, God said, He said, Isaiah prophesied, He said, He answered them, Isaiah prophesied correctly about you hypocrites, as it is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
So it means that God looks at our heart. When we are singing, when we are giving offering, Daddy mentioned about the widow's mite. And when you think about it, why would Jesus, who has a lot to do, healing the sick, raising the dead, come and stand by the offering basket and be looking inside? It means that God is concerned about every tiny details of our lives. So if we have to worship God in the knowledge of who He is, so that we can offer Him the fruit of our lips, then our hearts has to go with our lips. The heart and the lips, God looks at. So what you are saying versus where your heart is. Beloved, let us give God the fruit of our lips. Let our hearts be open like John 4, the woman at the well. Hallelujah. Let the words you say. So say that. Amen. So, the next point. Okay. Oh, yeah. Because our next point is we worship God because God is our security. David said that I will bless the Lord because He's the horn of my salvation. So we worship God because He gives us security. He is our security. Our security as Christians is our salvation. It means that when you die today, if anything should happen to you today, your life is secured in the Lord. People are doing insurance for various things. Our insurance in God is our salvation. So I said that we worship God because He is our security. Because He is the horn of our salvation. So if you don't have anything at all, you have to boast in the Lord that your soul is secured. Oh, you didn't understand that. Your soul is secured. No enemy can snatch your spirit or take anything away from you. God is your security. And I love this so much. I said, we worship God because He supplies our needs. He supplies our needs. He's our supplier. So David said that the Lord is our stronghold. The Lord is our stronghold. He supplies our needs all round, and He is our stronghold. Hallelujah. So these are the reasons why we sing songs. So any song that we sing and it's not around who God is, it's not worship. It's not about how fast, how slow a song is. It's about the words. Words, kasa, and someone yet can and when you tomb and a train where to put the song. So any song that talks about God's holiness, God's sovereignty, His supply, His word. We are mommy. She was so light, so lost. I'm sure if she was crossing the road, car with me and born. And there are people here who have been in that situation. So when you come into the presence of God, instead of putting attention on the problem that you are facing, why don't you let him instead? Why don't you exalt him instead? Sing about who he is. Your life is going to be so nice.
Yeah.
God changes your path. When the woman of the well meets Jesus, and she runs in, Wakani amaye inara kachere, Wakaya su, Wafengu. So when you worship the totality of it all, it's that God changes your garment. He said he will give you beauty for ashes and strength for your feet. He will shake your garment because he's a holy God and he inhabits the praises of his people. So when you lift up your hands, when you go on your knees, when you cry out to him, he changes your garment. He changes your dress, the old. He loves you, and he cleans you, he washes you. Jesus did too many demonstrations about this, about the prodigal son. When he came back home, his mother did not pressure him. He just said, hey, don't talk too much. Take this boy, wash him, clothe him, feed him. God is not interested in your past. He's not interested in what you've done. He doesn't want the explanation. He just wants you to come home. He just wants you to come home. What is important to your father is that you come home so that he changes your power. So however it is, if you don't remember anything that has been said here, remember that the Bible said, not me, the Bible said he will give you beauty for ashes. Anytime you remember, it doesn't matter how far you've gone, how long you've gone, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Say, God, as I have worshipped you, change my garment. Change my garment. Any past that's hurting you, anything you've done in the past that the enemy doesn't want to let you go, tell God, change my garment. As I lift up my hands, I want to lift up your hands so you engage and sing. As you lift up your hands, I see God changing your garment. I see God giving you beauty.
Oh, yeah, me, oh, my, it's your friend, I'm scared.
people in the choir, please come. All the choir says, please come. All the choir says, please come.
Inspiration is a spirit, okay. Anointing is a spirit, you don't see. But when it's upon a person's life and you desire it, impact, it can be impacted. Then by the time you realize, you can see. So actually, I came here to ask that, I'm going to pray for the soul and the spirit and the passion and the understanding that you have that God has given you, it will be put on this. That's what Elijah did to Elisha, okay. So the anointing of Elijah came on Elisha, and Elisha did twice what Elijah did. So, we are the spirit, let's go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah.
expect that they will prosper. They will walk in the ways of God. And the Lord, the eye of the Lord will be strong upon them. The eye of God will follow them jealously. That no social things and anything that does not belong in the house of God will snatch them away. And put the love of God in their belly. They will run after God. Whatever they do, they will run after God. They will run after God. And God will run after them. And God will overtake them and cover them. And God will keep them in the secret place of His presence. In Jesus' name, God bless you. It's been an honor. That has been an honor.
For me to even so say that I'm not recovering, will be away for some time. We don't know whether she will really come back and minister to us here like that. And so I want to pray for you. That must be a big blessing to us here in this sanctuary. For how many years now? When Adjoa left? When did Adjoa leave? About 8 years ago or somewhere? Leading us in praise and worship in various forms. You can see it yourself. And everybody's time comes and goes. And so I feel like a time, a phase is passing. So He has blessed us, she has ministered unto us, she has poured her heart upon us. I want to thank her so much for everything ever. We can't write the history of Excellence Sanctuary without talking about you. The same way, like Adjoa, we can't, no matter how, we can't write the story of Excellence Sanctuary without Adjoa Ichan. Some of you don't know her. The same way, you have done your portion. I've always felt in my heart that she's too big for us. She must enter into higher levels and higher realms. And I want to trust God that God is opening a door unto her so that she'll go higher and become better. Hallelujah. So she'll not be here for my birthday. I want to pray for her. It's not easy, so bear with me. It's not easy at all. Mom, you want to say something? Oh, it's okay. You say something. I think you already just came and said it yourself.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I have a word for you, Mama. See if I should tell you that He has promised. brought you so far. He brought you out of a miry clay so that you will be a light unto many. I've known personally how much you have run away from God, you yourself. But God says, I should tell you, Amma, no matter how much you yourself, you run away from Him, He will bring you back in line. Therefore, go with this knowing and align properly. I'm speaking to you as a mother. And you are so strong. The word that is just coming. So that is the word of the Lord to you.
Amen. Amen.
In my light, you shall see light, says the Lord. The Lord says that anything that you do in life, for it to hold, it is only be in the light of God. Any deletion of God, nothing will hold. You are sold out. You are bought. For in His light, you shall see light. Sing this song, let me pray for you. For Him, you would not have been where you have come. But He is available. available to shield you the more. The Lord says that many did not expect anything better from you. For your own people just thought that you would amount to nothing. And various conspiracies have been made just to ensure that you will not amount to anything. But the darkness that they bring your way, the light of God is stronger than that darkness. For the Lord's light is upon you, and that light will take away every darkness. For the light shines and the darkness cannot comprehend it. The Lord says, I should tell you that your light will shine. It will shock people. People would hear and marvel. They just can't understand and wonder how. But it is not about them. It is about God. He says his light would shine upon you. It will shine upon you brighter and brighter. And all those that thought that nothing would come out of you, you shall shock them.
Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting.
God will lift your head up. 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 Wherever you go, God will lift your head up. God will lift your head up. I pray a Father's blessing upon you. As I lay my hands upon you, the grace upon my life be a covering unto you. In your hard times, your challenging times, may the grace upon my life come, appear, and fight for you. Because you have served my ministry. You have given all for my ministry. You've literally fought and quarreled just because of my ministry. You have gotten enemies just because you are too passionate for my ministry. I bless you with the Father's blessing. That may God, who has called me and will not embarrass me, the same God be with you. The way that he has taken me through dark times and brought me into great light, may he be with you. When things seem to go bad, may my spirit with the spirit of God appear and fight for you. May your beauty show. Your life will be beautiful. For I see crowd. I see ministration before crowd. Thousands of people, and you will wonder when you get there, how come I am on this stage? It's not of him that willeth nor runneth, but it is the grace. I pray the grace of excellent sanctuary to be upon you wherever you go. May the love of this home be with you. May the peace of this home be with you, and above all, may the anointing of this home be with you. I love you greatly, and you know it. And may the love of God, which is bigger than any love, carry you further and further in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. I am.
things happen so fast, so that's why normally I would have wished that we do something much bigger, but we'll take it like that. Hallelujah. Next Friday is my birthday. Hallelujah. Right, so Lady Pastor, Lady Rebel will take you through the rest. We'll do some few things on Sunday. Sunday, we have to come and come well. The presiding bishop himself will come. I want to make very good representation. Amen. And so the rest eventually will tell you. In the same way, because of the same thing, I have to go to my father, Bishop Ajasari, right away. I have to be there by 11. I have to go there and then receive a blessing. And so Lady Reverend will take you through the rest. And come last week, let's celebrate the goodness of God. Because God is good and his mercies endureth forever. Hallelujah. So let's give it up to Lady Reverend Pastor. So much.
I think we can do it better for our Papa. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless God for this awesome Sunday morning. I find it a big delight whenever I stand before you. Amen. Oh, amen. And I don't take you for granted at all, because without congregation, there is no pastor. Amen. And so I thank God so much for your lives. Amen. Just as Bishop said, come next week Sunday is double grace. I thought it's a good place for you to put your hands together. Oh, double grace. I'm talking about nothing but double grace. Amen. Amen. And because it's double grace, you and I need to be partakers of it. Amen. This is our program. Turn to your neighbor and say, this is our program. Oh, say it well. This is our program. And so we are making the best of it. Come next week Sunday. Amen. You are coming on time. By 8, just like we started today, you should be here. Amen. And you are coming dressed all white and gold, like the angels assisting God in heaven. It's a good place for you to put your hands together. And so you are coming all dressed. Amen. And you are not just coming like that. The psalm says that I will not go to the house of the Lord empty-handed. And so, as a matter of fact, you are coming with something substantial. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But from this time, right from this afternoon, you can get closer to the events team. Any other thing that you think in your own way, oh, I can give this to support, because a lot of things will go on and all comes with money. I think it will be a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. And so just get closer to us. Anything that you think is a very good place and a very vital ground for you to sow. Very vital ground. In times like this, when 2020 is coming and it looks like you are not having any sign of supernatural transformation, this is one more time an opportunity. The water is one more time stirred. Amen. And so come next week Sunday. The same way that when something happened, this week, a very good friend who I term as a sister, his husband was rushed to Kolobo. And before we could say Jack, they said we should raise 20,000. Or else there is a tumor. And in the next 2 weeks, the tumor is turning into a cancer. And so, Charlie, if anything you have, because I was telling her, and she was saying, she was even crying. I was telling her that, look, God forbid. But if your husband should go, your husband has left you five daughters, and so let's make sure he survives, because he's the breadwinner of the family. Amen. And so I don't know how, but we were able to, like, everybody, calling everybody, in fact, I have to even call my husband, because we were all passionate. Be passionate like that next week Sunday. Let us not rush to raise funds for things like that alone. Amen. But let us raise funds for some of these things too. And I believe it will be a blessing. God bless you as you partake in it next week Sunday, as you bring your token, as you get closer to the event team, and you come all cheerful.
Invite your friends, invite your family, and I believe it will be a blessing. Amen. So next week Sunday is Double Grace. I want to see the departmentals as we were doing years ago, the women's fellowship making a presentation, the men's fellowship making a presentation, the children's department making a presentation. Let's feel your presence. The youth making a presentation. That is what has gone on for the past years. And especially because presiding bishop will be here. It's a good place for you to put your hands together. And apart from presiding bishop being here, we have other men of God. Reverend Charles Sopu will be coming from City of the Living God. Amen. Reverend Lamte will be coming from Open Heavens with his entourage. Amen. Reverend Abate will be coming from Goshen. Amen. Prof. Fifi will be coming from Dunamis. Amen. And so let us be here to welcome them back home. Because by the grace of God, it looks like all of them left us. And so let us be here in our numbers, beautifully dressed, cheerfully to give. And I believe it will be a blessing. Amen. Shall we invite our sister who is taking off officially, who is taking off the black? Yes. Sorry, I know you as... our sister, what's your name? Forgive. Sister Felicia. Oh, Sister Felicia. Let's put our hands together for Sister Felicia. Sister Felicia, did you come with any family members to support you? Anybody that came to support Sister Felicia would like you to come forward. Amen. When we turn our scriptures to Isaiah 61. Okay, when we turn our scriptures to Isaiah 61. Verse 2. Let me start verse 2.